This is The Brief on comparing treatments for opioid overdose survivors. So recently, researchers in Ontario looked at nearly 6,000 opioid overdose survivors to answer a critical question. Which of two common addiction medications, methadone or buprenorphine naloxone, is actually better at keeping this high-risk group alive? Well, first, looking over a full year, patients starting methadone had a lower death rate, about 5.6% versus 7.1% for those starting buprenorphine naloxone. But, you know, here's the catch. An addiction medication is basically a lifeline, and it really only works if the patient keeps holding on to it. Second, it turns out both groups let go of that lifeline alarmingly fast. The median time before quitting was just 25 days for methadone, compared to a mere 16 days for buprenorphine naloxone. So it definitely begs the question, does methadone actually work better biologically, or does the advantage simply come from those extra 9 days of use? Finally, here's the twist. When researchers looked only at the exact times patients were actively taking the drugs, the mortality difference vanished entirely. In fact, while actively on the medication, methadone patients actually faced a higher risk of non-fatal opioid overdoses. Ultimately, while methadone might offer a slight long-term survival edge just because patients stick with it a few days longer, the shockingly short treatment durations for both medications highlight a desperate need to figure out how to keep high-risk patients in treatment.